The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't fence corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ through His minister, Reverend Busuyi Olabode. We believe you'll be richly blessed.
Amen. So we are looking at the servants of God. That's the broader theme of our discussion, all this. Why? And we're seeing that the highest thing a son can do is to serve his father. Amen. The honor that a father receives from the son, for the son to serve the father, because that's the highest service of a son. Because that's what he can truly do that no one else would be able to do. That's why Abraham was already concerned concerning Eliezer. Are you in the house tonight? Eliezer was already moving close to a son. So he had to ask the Lord, is the Eliezer of Damascus, will he be my heir? That is to say that Eliezer is already moving to that place where he could be the heir. Because when a servant serves enough, he can be a son. The allotment can fall upon him. So God said, he will not be your heir. It's your trusted servant, but he will not be your heir. You're going to have the heir that will serve you in the promise. That will serve you according to the promise of life. That's why it's not a God of Abraham and Eliezer. It's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Say amen. So it's a lot of shame if a son does not end up to serve his father. It's like a son that sleeps in harvest. That's just shame for a son to sleep in harvest. Amen. The son should be leading other people, other servants in harvest. Because that is the trust of their inheritance. Hallelujah. That's the reason for Jesus becoming the Son of God to us, to show us how a son should function. He was not a son from the beginning. He is God. He has to take up that office so that he can show creature how to serve God. That's why the highest commandment is, "Hear, O Israel, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart and all of thy soul." And in Matthew says, "Thou shalt serve the Lord thy God." So to love the Lord thy God is to serve the Lord thy God. Say amen. Don't just serve as just any servant. To serve as servant who is a son. There's a servant, there's a service a son can give that no other person can give. So there could be a servant who is not really a son. That's why you can see the way the book of Hebrews introduced Jesus. Amen. God who at sundry times and in diverse manner spake in times past to the fathers by the prophets, hath in this last day spoken to us by his son. That was a great news. Amen. When creatures hear that, they should shout, hallelujah. Amen. That God was able to get a son who could serve him among men. That's not ordinary. To take a servant out of among men, it's not ordinary. It's more, it looks more reasonable to take a servant from among angels, but take from among men. So not to say that in this last day spoken by unto us by his son, who also is a prophet, a servant. So prophets are not ordinary. Prophets are high class people. Amen. Amen. That's why the promise of God in the Old Testament is that he's going to send a prophet like unto me. That's what to Moses. A prophet like unto me, shall the Lord thy God like unto me. And that was the greatness also. That God was going to send again a prophet like unto me. Because when you say Israel, there's no high. Moses is the icon of prophets. So it was a great news for Israel. A prophet like unto me, shall the Lord thy God, from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, not from outside Israel, from thy brethren, and him shall ye hearken, or him shall ye hear in all things. And any soul that will not hear the prophet shall die or shall not live. So saying that you're not hearing me now, but it's going to raise another one. Him shall you hear. Say amen. So I'm a foreigner to the very one. Amen. So when you see that as the goal of the gospel, when it says son, in scriptures, like it says in the book of Romans, the earnest expectation of the creatures is waiting for this manifestation of the sons of God. So sonship, it's not, I won't call it an office, it's a status. The prophets or servants, it's the office. Are they getting now? So sonship is a status. It's something you attain. Who being the brightness? Who being? That's a status he attained. That's an attainment. But our attainment must have to qualify him to operate an office. So if he doesn't serve in that office, then the will of God will not be done. So the reason why he's a son is for that office. Say amen. He's just talking about him as being an high priest, for example. It's an office. So he became that so that he can be an high priest of things to come. So if he's not an high priest, there's no way we're going to be able to assess the things he received. He will become that and to be his alone. No other person will be, but he became an high priest. So he can make offerings, in righteousness. He can mediate between God and man. Can you see that? So all of those are essential. So why is being a son? He has something he has to do. So if he is a son and he doesn't serve in that capacity, then the cause of being a son is defeated. Because he was not a son to start with. Why did he become a son? I think you understand something now. So when you are, I remember the days of the emphasis of the sons of God. And that was a major, I'm sure that there's no fellowship on campus who didn't have manifestation of the sons of God. Some team. You can't run 4 years in the university and not have some teams. Amen. Which other team? That I may know him. Which other team? They that know their God shall be strong and that they are do exploit. Those team, you can't go through university for 4 years, for 5 years. From glory to glory. Amen. So they are beautiful topics, really. But as it were, it won't make any sense if we're not looking at them in a sense of service. It will be glory to glory. Okay, you want to shine in glory. His son is who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person. Okay, it's in glory. What does that have to do for us? Hey, you understand what I'm saying now? So all he became for us. And in showing us what he became, so that we can see him in that and also know what that role serves. So if he's not the brightness of glory and the express image of his person, he can't be that prophet. Yes. So it's to let you know that God is not speaking by anyone today by the Son. But that Son is the brightness of God's glory and the express image of God's person. So if we are designed to be brightness of God's glory and God's express image, it's because we want to serve at a pedestal. There's a sphere of ministry that no creature can fill. So the desire of the Son is to fill that place because God needs it. If it's not being done, something is lacking. Say, hey, man. And so that's the desire. And that's the desire of the hour. So it's not just that we are trying to overlabor, but we're just saying that, like I was saying, I think maybe this morning or sometimes last week, that the church spent a lot of years learning Christ. Now we know that it's the mystery of the Father, mystery of God, mystery of the Father, and of Christ. We know that. Say amen. So we by reason of revelation of those who have gone ahead of us, is stretched out like that. But in terms of access or entrances, it's not as simple as that. Do you understand what I'm saying now? So the early church, God will have to them to wait for the appearing or the coming of the next phase. So they had to wait after the meek of the word came. God had to wanted to introduce Peter to it. He couldn't bear it. Even if he introduced him to it, it doesn't mean that he will be able to receive it. If you see need time, that vision was an invitation to come and participate in a fellowship. I think I'm saying that. So it's not. It doesn't mean that if we eat that forfeited beast that God that was Lord from heaven, if we ate it, all of that doesn't mean that then it will stop. You know, it will stop preaching Christ. No, it was an invitation to see if his heart is ready for it. Now, if his heart were ready for it, they would not take him through process of receiving it, and so it will be receiving it. And also becoming it. Receiving it, that's why when it pleased God to receive his son in me. Can you see that? And so as they were receiving, as they were revealing to them, they were also making it, revealing it in them. So they were doing two together. So all those people, you can see all those apostles, it was dual experience. They were revealing to them and revealing in them. So that I can preach him. Can you see? Among the heathen, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood. I went into that strait, and you know that took Paul many years with such grace to even receive it. To receive it in revelation and to also participate in that revelation or to yield to the obedience of that administration to become it. That's not usual. That's a compressed walk. Are you in the house, please? And that's why those apostles are not mere people. So those work done in Paul for 10 years doesn't mean that it's going to be done in church for another 10 years in people. Sure, you understand? So God could stay them, people like Paul, stayed in church for 20, 30 years teaching that Christ. Establishing it, confirming it like that. Because it's not easy to establish a soul. It's not easy. Say amen. So, I believe that's the burden of the hour. And so, God wants us to understand this so that we can yield ourselves. So if Paul is teaching them, it's simply he's going to teach Galatians. It's simply the person is going to write to the Ephesians, going to write to the Philippians, to the Colossians. All the churches, sometimes we say, the one I wrote to Colossae, let Laodicea read. And what is writing there is the same thing in many wisdom. He was trying to establish them in Christ. And that's why Paul would call it like Epaphras, my dear fellow servant. Because those people had learned Christ, they have received Christ, and they are committed to Christ. Epaphras is committed. As he also learned of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is for you, what? A faithful minister of Christ. That man is a faithful, who is not going beyond Christ. Me. And because it's not also easy to raise a minister of Christ. It's not easy. It's a Epaphras was a faithful minister. So all the so Epaphras is in Colossae. So also you see all of them in all those places, Laodicea, all of them there, they were powerful ministers of Christ. That if you're not really a minister of Christ, Paul cannot leave you under, cannot leave a church under you. He can't. Paul must have discovered that you are consistent and you can stay on and be preaching Christ, 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 Christ. Because Christ is wisdom, is power. Christ is riches. Christ is wealth. Christ is knowledge. Are we in the house, please? And you need many-sided revelation of that knowledge to get to a soul. Because sin also is a knowledge. Sin is a wisdom. Sin is an understanding. It's not easy to deal with sin. What did I say, please? I tell you, I lie not. The more you are learning this, you are learning Christ, and the more you are also seeing experience of people. You see people who are in the gospel for 5 years. You see some behavior, you want to wonder, eh? Eh? And so you may even feel that nothing has happened with them. It doesn't mean nothing has happened with them. To trap sin and delete the footprint of sin. It's not simple. Are you in the house with them, please? What did I say? To delete. To trap sin and delete its imprint. That the soul is not used to it anymore. Because sin is the way. It's the way. So to get a soul not to be able to use or to use the way of sin. To get a soul not to be able to use it. It's like the way you say before, I can't, but I now say I cannot. See, you know what I'm saying? He saying, so cannot, but now cannot is not. It's just like Saul giving his armor to David. See what I'm saying now? The armor that the king uses for warfare. You know how heavy and carefully knitted. Because the king must not die in battle. So so that's the best armor. You know what I'm saying now? And if they give anybody bulletproof, that they will give the king times three tick. But the king must not die. So he gave it to David, and David took it. Put it on. He took some step. He came back and just said, simply said, I have not proved it. I'm not experienced in this. What does it mean? I'm illiterate in what you are skillful in. So the way, it doesn't that way, it's not used to it. You would think maybe it's heavy. It's not because it's heavy. It's not used to it. Because to use sling against a very mighty man like Goliath require more skill. To take a sling and a stone and reach to it and bring him down. And so that is not lack of skill. It's lack of way. It's not used to that way. He has not fought back to that way before. So the way of man, the one say man, the fallen man, or like we're talking prayer to the Gentile, which is actually the modern man. Because even those who are not Gentile, they're in their soul, they desire Gentilic soul. So you know what I'm saying? Those who are not really Gentile in their heart, they like to be a Gentile. So every soul, as it were, the modernization of a soul is Gentilic. Are we in the house, please? Amen. That's why they could come here, Gentiles will come here, and they could lead us into slavery. Why? We desire their life. We like their life. They brought their vanity to us, And it meant so much to us, and we abandon everything, and whatever the vanity. So, what a fallen soul wants to become is a Gentile soul. Say, hey, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you in the house reading tonight? Yeah. So, to get a Gentile soul to respond to get used to God's way and abandon his way completely, is not simple. It will take, that's why one of the apostleship of the gospel is to have that apprehension, to have that hold, to keep on. On the soul. Can you imagine how someone like Paul could turn someone like Onesimus? Remember Onesimus? Because Onesimus was actually with Paul. So everywhere Paul went to, Onesimus was there. He was in his meetings, he was in the writing of the epistles. So you know how much of work was done in someone like Onesimus, that within a few years, he has changed. He has changed. And he was about to send him back to his master. And it's not really a slave anymore. He's a brother. Say, amen. I think you like that thing called brother. You like that thing called brother? I don't like it. It's a very high status in the gospel. To say you are a brother. A brother is a confirmed disciple. That's the language of confirmation of a disciple. We can't say disciple so-so. We'll say it's a brother. It's a confirmed disciple. That's why in the days of the evangelicals, in the days of the move of the new birth and all of that, when somebody says a brother, there's a high expectation. Very high expectation. Is the brother. Eh? You mean it's a brother? Ah. Is a brother? Or is a sister? Ah. So it's not the language of not trying to show who is senior or is not senior. Today when someone is a brother, we are trying to avoid age issue. So you're going to being a brother sister to escape that. Bro Benga, Bro Femi, Bro Jane. Because you are not too sure. You say Jane, it could be a problem. Are you with me tonight? You say Jane, it could be a problem. So you say Sister Jane. That solved that problem. That was not what they were using it for in their days. If somebody is called a brother, if somebody is called a brother, commits fornication. You see that? If he's called a brother, it means that if he's a brother, he should not. I wonder how I'm saying that. And so, if they say, if he does that, it should not be found there. If he's called brother. So, it takes time for them to say you are a brother. But now I have written unto you not to keep company. If any man that's called a brother, can you see that thing? So there can be a man in church who is not called a brother. If any man that is called a brother be a fornicator or covetous or an idolater or a reader or a drunkard or an extortioner, with such an one, no, not eat. You can eat with somebody who's not a brother. See what I'm saying now? We're not trying to say you are perfect, but you are not joining in his sin at that status. But that status, if he's got a brother, at that status, you are not joining. So don't have nothing to do, don't eat with him. Eat with unbelievers. Can you see that thing? So it's not saying maybe you are super holy, but to let you know that status, there are expectations to that status. So eat with an unbeliever. Eat with Elijah. But if he's called a brother, so it means that there are things that make that. So it's not just a language of a brother. There are things that make up that being, that person. For you consider you a brother, something has been done in you. A work has been done in you. A work has been done in you. And by that work has expectation, except it's not done. So we should not call him a brother. Say, hey, man. It's like somebody will call a brother and elders advise him or instruct him and doesn't do it. It's not a brother. Something's wrong. Can you see that? Are we in the house, please? Because if you have any ought with anybody, go and tell the brother, go and tell somebody. If he is not yielding, tell another one. If he's not yielding, tell the church. If he's not yielding, take him an infidel. He's in church, but he's an infidel. It is they send him away from church. If such a person is not a brother, he's in church. So, why am I saying that? Well, I say that because all of those things are, it's trying to describe that a brother is no more a Gentile. No more a Gentile. Are you here tonight here? So all of these things is in the Christ world. Where they define the person as a brother, it's not in the milk, it's in the Christ world. So you start learning Christ. That's what they call you, a brother. In the early churches, they call them believers. You know what they call believers? Or day of the Gentiles. Day of. That's what are the relief. And believers were more added to the church. Can you see? Believers and believers. That's Acts 5:14. And believers were more added to the church. Multitude, both men and women. Check for me. Do you have a brother in the early part of the Acts? Check for me. Where do you have it? Let's see. Can you see? Towards the end of Acts. Came unto me and stood and said unto me, Brother Saul, receive thy sight. So they also call them disciples. As in that word. So a brother is a disciple. So it was Ananias there who said, hook up Saul, Brother Saul. So sometimes they give you that status, not because you have attained to it. And they in hope, they give you that status. It's a way of, you know, such conversion of Paul, for example, it's not an ordinary conversion. Aha. Yeah, so Ananias, and God has told Ananias ahead of time about that. And you could see the measure of sanctification that Saul came into early. And what happened to Saul? It can take about 30 years. Yes. So they have to compress on works in righteousness. I'm just saying that you have more brothers in the epistle. Check for me in the epistle. The kindly affection one to another with brotherly love in honor, preferring one another. Okay, brotherly love, brother. Okay. Why dost thou judge thy brother? And dost set at naught thy brother? So why are we not seeing sister here? Amen. They are generally called brothers, okay? All of those are brethren. Brethren. It's not gender-based. Is that when you say doctor? It's not gender-based. Amen. Let us see more. But brother, go to law with brother. I've just said that you find it more in the epistles. Uh-huh. So, people came into that sphere over time. So you must have began to hear the word of God, must have been committed to the message, and the effect of the message has been shown in you. Yes, so you are a disciple. So another word for disciples are brothers. So let's look a little bit today. Say amen. Amen. So when you say some older believers say, I'd like to be a brother. It's just leave me a brother. Like Reverend Hagin, he said, I like Brother Hagin. Just call me Brother Hagin. And to them it was a status of discipleship. And disciple of Jesus, like we have Ananias, disciple of Jesus. That's all right. One disciple of Jesus is there. To them in those days, that is a great reference. Because the fivefold ministry was not yet prominent. And that is what every believer can become. And so they should know you. When you disciple somewhere, they will know him in that area. Get to the city, where Ananias is. He was told to go to the city called Straight. And he will get there. We'll see the house of one Simeon. Can you see that? So there's a disciple. When it's like Akure or Leo area, there should no disciples here. Not just Christian, disciples. So it's not a religious title, it's a title of formation. It's a work done, gospel work done over time. Raise those people. And so they are no more Gentiles. They are now fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. Say amen. Amen. Are we in the house, please? Have I lost anybody? So let's go to Ephesians. Say amen. Chapter 4, verse 17. This I say therefore, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind. This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord. That ye henceforth walk not as other. He was talking to Ephesians. Ephesians were Gentile people. Is that right? Say amen. Amen. But when you are called out of your nation or of your people, you are called into another world of service. And you can't serve if you have not mastered walking, because a servant is one of the demand of a servant is able to wait on his master. Is that right? To stand in the presence of before his master and wait on. When you say wait on your master, is to stand before your master. Wait on is not waiting; it's serving your master or stand in the presence of your master. That's one thing about servants. And so, you a Gentile, you were serving something else before. Are you in the house, please? Or you represent the cause on the face of the earth here? So he said, God wants you to come into another service system. And if to do that, you will have to learn another work. You will not more work as other Gentile work in the vanity of their mind. In the vanity of their mind. I've said before, we human, we are creatures of knowledge. That's why we are higher than other creatures. That's why we are not just a biological species, Homo sapiens. We are all the way higher because we live by knowledge. Say amen. And other animals have a way of training their young ones. But Man's world is a world that gathers. That is, the knowledge is something he learned when he's on earth or imparted through lineage. The soul of a man is a tablet of knowledge. Are we in the house, please? So even when it is, having the understanding darkened. So even if it's a darkened understanding, it's an understanding. I don't know if you're saying now. It's an understanding. It's an understanding. So you can't serve without understanding. They say an understanding you used to serve. You can't serve a master and I don't have an understanding. There's a way you do it that pleases him. Are we in the house, please? If you don't do it that way, you don't please him. So you can have people like Pharaoh in those days who will have cup bearers. There are people who are trained to just carry cup for the king and serve wine. Any woman cannot serve wine for them. They are trained to serve wine. So you have butler, he has baker. Yeah, they have cup bearers. They have sheep butler in the day of Joseph. So it means that it's not a sheep butler. So there are butlers. And they are sheep baker. Those kings, huh? I was watching a documentary about Solomon. And just showing, the palace of Solomon and places where they used to cook him. Because those queen and kings that come to Jerusalem, they come with their nation. And they can't eat the food of other nation. So they have people that can cook for nearly every nation. Oh, the level of movement of kings, traffic towards Jerusalem. If you serve at the table of Solomon, you are so privileged that you are accounted as to serve. You can understand why they will note the wife of Herod's steward. As a major contributor to Jesus' ministry. Imagine, wife, not wife of steward. So those kings were terrible kings, very terrible kings. And the kind of royalty they command, you can't have it today. Say amen. So they train training for servants to be able to do that. So some is just cup, take cup and pour wine. That's their only job. And so there's conduct. Because in the days of Nehemiah, for example, do you remember that? It was a cup bearer. And when he appeared for the king, he has never been sad before. That's part of the skill. Countenance. That's the way anybody who gets the wine from you wants to drink it. Your countenance must be cheerful, smiling, happy. Even if you are pig, having so much pain. It's part of the job, part of the training. And so when the king saw him, he had never seen him that way before. What's wrong with you? Something is wrong with you. And said, are you sick? Wherefore the king said unto me, why is thy countenance sad, seeing thou art not sick? This is nothing else but sorrow of heart. And I was so afraid. He didn't know that the sorrow of his heart has already overtaken his countenance. What am I just trying to say? So, and that's how the devil trained us to serve him. Yeah. We serve him well. So that we become children of disobedience. It's not easy to take us as children. If we're not just serving, we are children serving. You know what I'm saying? Yes. When you serve by nature, it's your nature to. Have you ever seen people who learn job of their fathers from childhood? There's a way they have mastery. Those ones, they don't even know, they hardly can even teach you, but they have skill. Because from childhood, they have. If it's needle, they are handling. The way they will handle the needle, they'll be talking and be handling it. We wonder what kind of magic is this one? He was born with it. He's a child. That's what we're children of disobedience. You know what I'm saying? So we learn it from childhood. That's what produce. Because he wants us to serve him. Come see. Hallelujah. Say amen. Well, in time past, he walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now walketh in the children of disobedience. So it's how does he walk? He walked through courses. From childhood. We're the one that fail our class. They don't fail their class. But the classes are in the spirit. You know what I'm saying? Amen. So when you are becoming 10, all of that, 10, 15, you're a very good instrument. Catch them young. Amen. That's the truth about it. So that is why fathers, that's why they want children to serve them, because they can raise them from childhood. They can take them when they are still innocent. So you see, so Israel, maybe Israel as a nation at 12, they will celebrate 12, and a child is already in his father's provision. 12, bat mitzvah. Means that this child is already in the business of his father. At 12. Can you see that? So 12-year-old boy here is still looking at which Sunday school will you attend? Because our approach to education is not professional. It's not really say amen. It's much about certificate. So we go through system of certification, huh? I went to the house. We're not raised to really practice. Because the white people who gave us the education didn't want us to be a practitioner. That's not what they plan. What they plan is to make us people to start with where they are clerks. So they taught us because they need clerks. They can't make their own people clerk. Clerk status is too low for their people. People had to be trained as governors. So they would start training our forefathers as clerk. And so that's why they don't teach them reading and writing. It's not to become any producer, no. It's not because they love them. They need help. And they don't want their own children to be in that status. That's how many of them became when they say you are Akowekot. In those days, the man will have 10 wives. Akowe Kot, he's a big man. He's a clerk, the court clerk. But they will give him tie. But then, if you see the way he will kit in those days, when you see this picture, you'll be wondering, say, Grandpa is Akowe Kot. See the way he kit. So that kitten was a status, eh? When he's coming to town from court, any woman is a lover of every woman. With briefcase of papers of white men, document of white men. Oh my! Hallelujah. So they didn't plan for us to develop. They didn't plan that will go beyond that. It's to serve them. So later, when I saw that some of the plaques, people began to see opportunities here and there, and climb to a level of having go to university. They have to ensure that they program the university system in such a way that will still make you servants. So it is about certification. So why would they spend a lot of money on us on research? Because their children will not stay inside the box and be doing research. Their children are where money is. So they take your best brain and go and put him in the laboratory. To be mixing this and they will look at your result. If the result is favorable, they will use it. If it's not favorable, they will tell you, they will give a direction on what you should do. Even in that research. If you don't follow their direction, the research will not be accepted. So even though professor level, it's still it's a system of service. It's a service system to serve them. So all the courses were drafted. So when you are simple, like what's the name of this man? I say, I don't want my children to be A students. Elon Musk, I don't want A students. You'll be wondering what? You understand the thing. So when you are a student, your mindset is towards higher certification. When you are a student, next day I want to do my master's. Next day I want to do my professor. That's what you are thinking. You are sold out to a slavery system. So you are not going to be in the area of what controls the world, what controls men. So service is for control. Say, hey man, there's a throne that's behind the service. What I'm saying now, the throne is for control. Say, hey man. So school is okay, but you have to understand that the best education you is the one you give yourself. What did I say? The things you learn by reading, because you when you are reading, you will assess secrets that are not in school curriculum. Yes. No boundary. You will budge into their world. What of secrets? But they won't put those things inside the university curriculum. Like lie. But it's not for commoners. So what are we talking about? Let's come to. So you can understand now why? Because in that service time you work. That's what we're in there. Work according to the cost of this world. Can you see that, please? Are you in that place, please? According to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now walketh in children in the pine time past, ye walked. Ye walk according. So you walked by dictate. You are not the one who determined the work. Somebody programmed you to work like that. I went to the house. And so he did a catch young for that tutelage. For our souls to see it as a lifestyle, and it's not really a problem. So see when it is a course or a program. Even when they leave you, you'll still be doing it. Yeah, if they leave you, those who program you have left you. You should be doing like that. A code has been written in to define your behavioral pattern. So it's the spirit of the children of disobedience. That's why all of that world, you can see everybody's about me. Myself. If you're not going after yourself, then what's wrong with you? Are you on the Bible? Ah. A man do three, I can't do three, I know what to do to me. Even when your parents see that you are taking some lifestyle, Brethren in your house? Are you my divine? Yeah. Make a white sunshine. They are feeling for you, you don't know. Amen. Are you in the house with music? Now, why are they doing that? It's a program. That's the way, that's their watch view. That's how they see life. And that's what life meant to them. It's not, they are not the one doing that. It's a program. You can't serve a slave for a long time, for 30 years, 40 years, all of that, and seek conversion of the same lifestyle on the earth as the examples. And not buy fully into it. Praise God. Are you with me? So, is this is no describe. So, he now say, I said, therefore, why did they say that one? Because of the supply of the gifts of Christ. You know, in that place we read now, are you still here? Verse 30 says, no. Okay. 11 says, I gave some apostles, some prophets. Are you there? Some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. We can come to the unity of the faith, Christ's faith, and arrive at the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect and complete knowledge and unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Say amen. That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with by the wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men, and calling craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Are you there? But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. From whom the whole body. So, where do you have access to truth now? Where do you have access to truth? Because of the gifts, right? That God has raised for the church. Now we have apostles, we have prophets, we have evangelists, pastors, and teachers. We have all of those supply for the sake of bringing truth of Christ, so we can learn Christ. Are you with me, please? So having that now, from whom, so speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplied. All those joints supplied are all the gifts. The gifts are the joints. We are members. But the gifts are the joints. They are our connecting factors into the life of Christ. Say amen. Are you with me? According to the effectual working of in the measure of every part, make it increase of the body into the edifying of itself in love. Can you see? This I say therefore. So it means that you can't stop, you can't walk. You can't stop the work of Gentiles if you don't assess the provisions. If you don't assess the provision of the truth that God committed to the gifts of Christ, you can't stop the work. Because the work is programmed. And the program is that it invaded various spheres of our nature. Are you in the house here? Say amen. There are compartments of our spirit, soul, and body, and there's a way they function together to keep knowledge, to be made to become user of a life. When you say something is user friendly, and to be user of a life, or to be dependent upon a life, there's a way things are programmed in our spirit, soul, and body, and the three of them work together and make it easy. That's why sometimes you do some things without thinking about it. It just moves from your spirit that's been programmed into your soul, into your heart, into your mind, and unconsciously, you are just doing it without even thinking. And if they're asked to do it 10 times, that's the way you will do it. So then when you're even trying not to do it that way, you will end up doing that way. And because they were programmed into your members. Are we in the house, please? Man is a tabernacle. It's a spiritual tabernacle that is meant to converse with spirit world, diverse world. It's a machine God put together that can assess knowledge and relate with knowledge. That's why man can become a beast. It's by knowledge. Don't be a mule. Don't be a horse. Are you really a horse? But the lifestyle of a horse can be programmed in you. That's the way man is. Man is one of those creatures that can easily pick things. Our nature can easily pick things. You know, some people, they can easily pick cold. They can easily pick flu. And they can easily pick things. The way their body is. And when they pick it, they keep it. They don't release it. Yeah, some people's body are like that one. It's like those, if you have tend to have more body, you know that it's easier for you to keep infections. People that have bigger bodies get infected more easily. I went to the house, please. Some people, if they eat it, they will poo it. You know, they stay for their body. That's why you see them flat. It's part, they can't store things in their body. Things does not store. If they eat iron, iron will dissolve. Amen. But some can, if they use a toilet, they have a very peak version. And somebody else will have used it to place and he's not picking anything. So, the man's soul or spirit is such a way that he can pick things easily. That's why you can see a madman of Gadara. Eh? And legions are dwelling inside of him. So a man can easily be obsessed, oppressed, possessed. And it's because he can connect to spirit easily. If you watch one film for some time too much, you can connect to spirit there. You can connect. That's why sometimes you have to learn to fast. You won't fast some natural things, fast. Do without it. Because you can connect to spirits easily. And because of the nature of man, spirits always hang around men. Yes. And you know they don't have the right of functionality on the earth without a body. And once they are disembodied, they don't have that power of functioning. So they are always looking for a body. They are always around. So it's not a sense of being spooky or spirit conscious. And it's not like that. But you need to have discernment. Aha. It's not like somebody wants to drink water and cast out demon from the take a cup of water. But I thank for this water. I cast out all the demons on this cup. Those standing upon the edge of the cup and those hanging on the handle, all of that, I cast you out. I wash you by the blood of Jesus. Amen. You already demonized yourself. You know what I'm saying? So there are people who are demon conscious. Uh-huh. But that's even lower demons. We're talking about spirits of behavior. And this is not just spirit of behavior. This spirit that can engage you and lure you to behaviors. Yeah, they're higher than the one you are casting out. Say amen. Are you with me in the house here today? Are you being blessed at all? So what I'm just saying is that. So he gave walk. Henceforth, walk not. If you say walk not, then you have to walk otherwise. So if you are not walking not as other gentlemen, then you have to walk, walk in the spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So there's a way flesh walk. You have to walk against it. But before you can walk, it's not simple to walk. Stop saying. It won't be instructing them. This I say, therefore. So it means that if you use the provisions of what is given to you, you should be able to walk. If you assess the truth of Christ. So you can see what is next. Are you there today? Amen. Having the understanding that can be alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling, having given themselves over unto lasciviousness to walk all uncleanness with greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ. So it means that you walk, Gentiles walk because they learned it. It may not be a conscious learning. But the one who shattered the courses know how to make men learn, how to make men learn it. Without saying you are learning courses. So he used every system of the world as a school. He used those who parent us as a school. He used our society as a school. He used everything around us, even went to church and program church to be a school for you. Yes. So when you even said, let me go and serve God, you are still entering the state that is informing you against the cause of Christ. And so for him, he can use any system as long as they are not connected to the head. Yes. But it's only through the head that true nourishment flows from. You understand what I'm saying now? So if I'm not joining to the head, you can be in the body and not be joining to the head. You'll still be a school to raise children that can disobey God. So it's not a matter of not I'm born, I'm not born again. It's obedience, disobedience. Aha. Who are you obeying? So a course is started for obedience. To obey a system and disobey another system. And so it's not the name you call it. If it's church and they're not obeying God, then the courses are in that system is what is helping them not to obey God. Now, so everything we learn, we have to be sure is the revelation of the person of Christ. So if it's not his revelation of his person, it will not be his truth. Are we in the house, please? And if you don't walk in his truth, you are walking outside. When you don't walk in his truth, you are walking also in another kind of, which I will call lie. You see what I'm saying now? So it's not as simple as I'm trying to please God. No, you can be trying to please God if you have not pleased him. Are you still with me? So, but ye have not so learned Christ. If so be that ye have heard him, I was here some days ago, and I've been taught by him, I'm going somewhere on this, and I've been taught by him, if so be that ye have heard him, if you have heard him, and you know you can't hear him except it's a preacher. So it means that if you don't hear from a sent one, you can't hear him. So you can be in church and not hear him. I'm saying, looking at how to get to a point where you can walk against the causes that we raise with. Because if you don't walk, you won't have mastery. The leg is a gift to the whole body. That's why the whole body is standing on 2 feet on the leg. And they say, death begins from the feet. And so it's not ordinary that man is standing this way. It's a figure in the spirit of how high life is designed. High life is designed by the feet. That's why spirits that are able to walk in disobedience are not mere spirits. That's why they are called children of wrath. Because your feet is what distributes the life you have. So when you are walking in disobedience, you are a children of distribution of disobedience. And so God's wrath is against, you are walking against God. You are a footstool of that system. So feet is the stool. It's a place. It's a place of government. That's like anywhere where the sole of your foot shall step upon, I have given to you. Then see that? So step of your feet is not ordinary. It's a place of authority. It's a place of claiming the earth. Are you with me in the house? So Satan has prospered, and it's not easy to remove him as long as he has children who are walking that way. You can't remove him. He'll tell you, I have footstool here. Though I'm not here, but my footstool here is here. See, people are doing my will. So you can't remove me from, you can't remove me because my word is prospering among men. I don't know, you know what I'm saying? Look at all the nations, just look at all the nations, everybody, they are doing my bidding. So I have a right to stay in the air. There's a pious power, authority in the air. Say amen. And it's because of the, he has that because of the children that is disobeying God. So, walking, you know, these days there are a lot of instruction about don't sit for a long time, stand and walk. If you are sat for 1 hour, 2 hours, stand up and just walk. Because the way we are designed, walking is our health posture. You are either lying sleeping or you are standing walking. That is the way we are programmed. So it's in our walking that we take seat. Look at that Psalm 1. See Psalm 1. Blessed is the man. That walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth. So if you have not walked, you can't stand. If you stand, you can't stand for a long time. Stamina to stand is what you gain by walking. So you see, soldiers, if they want to stay, when they want to stand for a long time in parade, they will have done marching. They will have done gather strength. And now they can stand this way for hours. If you try that, you collapse. Why? You have not walked well. So blessed is man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor seated in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. Are you there with me? And in his law doth he meditate day and night. Now, to counter what made a man to walk that way is saying that there must be another process of training. But you have not gained the victory until you start walking. Even if it's no more walking on the other way, if it's not yet walking against it, we can't celebrate. Because it is in walking against this, you are programmed not to return back that way. If you don't walk against it, you can still return back. So you have to walk against it. Walk in the others. So it said that you can only walk or get to the place of walking if you have heard him. Let's see. Heard him and have been taught. So hearing him to being taught. Because that you have heard him does not mean you have been taught. So the place you start hearing, are you with the place? It's you start learning, it's you start hearing. You hear and hear and hear until you have been taught. So let me say this way. Because the understanding called Christ. Though we have been learning that understanding from learning Christ's righteousness. Are you with me? Are you with me? You have learned from Christ's righteousness. But when time comes, it becomes a light. Or becomes an understanding. When you are learning a course, you learn course 101. Abi? You learn course 106. Later on, you learn course 2, so. Now, when you break into the practice of that course, you won't remember the courses you went through. But an understanding is produced in you to use a life or to practice a profession. Huh? Even if anything happens to them, they ask a question that make you refer to a note or handout. You may never pick again the course you did in part two. But some of the note is gone. So, you know what I'm saying? You can't find some of the. But when you find some of the knowledge, you wonder, this note, why is. Where did I put it? Maybe after 20 years of university, if you have to come to happen to see one of the notes you use, wonder, this is GNS or COS or CSS or 106. Wow. In fact, sometimes if you are a forgetful person like me, you may not know the code anymore. I don't know the 102, 102. I don't know which one. BTNs, CHM. You know, you went to a learning, right? Say, hey, man. Are you in the house today? But all of that is to produce an understanding. So, when you get to charity, listen to me. Charity is supposed to deliver to you an understanding of. So, it's not really, like I say, that's what I say. It's not based on one act you are doing. If I give my birth to be born, it's not one act, it's an understanding of a life, of how life is lived. I don't know if you're Sam saying that. Say, hey, man. Because as you receive the doctrine and you obey doctrine, all of that is giving you a way of thinking. A way of understanding how life is. What life meant. How life is programmed. Now, if you don't have money in your hands, by reason of how you have been taught and you have discovered about life program, you don't feel the weight that much as you will affect it if you were not instructed by the life of God. I know what I'm saying. Because there's a time when your life is dependent on how much is in your pocket. If your pocket is not having it, it's like everything is disconnected. But over time of following the law, you know that all about sustenance is not hanging on error. And that is not a preaching, it's an understanding. I don't know. And it's not something you can't preach to anybody. But as you relate with the Lord, walk with the Lord, obey instructions, obey Him, give what you don't have enough. You know what I'm saying? Say, hey, man. There are times you give out of what you have. That's you give an offering. It's an offering. You offer your brother a help. There are times you give that's not offering, it's sacrifice. It means it's not convenient for you, right? Are you in the house here? All of that is training of understanding. The understanding you have to give out of your abundance. So there's a leftover. So that's something you gain when you give out of what is not enough. All of that is strengthening your dependence. It's configuring your dependence on money. That you see life above money. I don't know what I'm saying. So you can be thinking about a project of 30 million having not having 500,000. As long as you are trying to call and say, money come. You just know that economy of God is not dependent on the cash in your pocket. And that's not a message. It's something you have come to understand. Now, some of these things, you can read a book to know how money and learn certain faith practice from a book. And maybe you have to confess, all of that. It's still not the program of a disciple who's learning Christ. When you're learning Christ, you're not just learning about money, you are learning righteousness. I don't know if I'm talking to you tonight. So he's the one that will be bringing every area. When he wants to learn more about this area, he opens the door to it. And from you, you are just You are just obeying God. You are just obeying doctrine, all teachings you have been instructed in. It gives you platforms of platform of practice, which you call, how do you call it? You say you are fulfilling righteousness. So it becomes us to fulfill righteousness or to obey righteous procedure. And what is righteous procedure? What God is bringing your way as what you should do is suffer it to be so. Can we say, or allow it to go that way? Or that's the way God wants it. That's the language for it. That's the way God wants it. That's the way God wants it. That's the way God wants it. But in the way God wants it, there's an understanding of what he wants. He wants to know something by obeying it. It's not just like I did it and I'm going. He wants to let you know. He wants to teach you something about it. So you can have his revelation. He wants to give you the experience of that revelation. Say, hey, man. Now, all of that is what heart is learning. So when you say heart has understanding, it's not from message. It's when it's using message, it's obeying message as a doctrine. I don't know what I'm saying now. So that's the way mind can have understanding. I can teach you, and you have understanding your mind. Because you hear me by the mind and by the heart. Huh? Sometimes, you don't understand what I'm saying anymore, but you have to say it is true. So you know that your heart is not your mind. Say hey, man. That's why they don't put belief in the mind. They put belief in the heart. Because mind is not very reliable when it comes to believing. In the next 1 minute, he can have access to another information and it's changing his mind. But there are sometimes you have access to information, but you say, my heart. I believe in my heart. Though from the information you are having, it's telling you, it's this way. But this is what my heart is telling me. So, what made us walk as children of disobedience was that the devil taught our heart, and over time, our mind acquired confirmation. So, we're everywhere, everything you are confirming it. Have you ever listened to Iriah before? Except you are not a Yoruba person. I'm sure if a white man is hearing what you are saying, say, what are they saying there? What is he talking about? Because it's not programmed along that line. He has some superstition. That it's not programmed along that line. There's nobody who's free from it. Everybody has their own worldview of how things work on the earth here. But to you, when you are hearing as a Yoruba person, what does it mean to you? It's looking like exactly. All I'm saying now, they have not said anything. But in just those sounds, your soul is being. Things are entering your soul here and there without saying anything. And sometimes, that's one of the things that becomes the problem. When people today are called prophets, the proper prophets, they go to learn that thing because it assesses the soul of a Yoruba person. And you can see they draw large crowd by it. Large crowd by it. So if you're not saying it that way, the crowd will not respond. They won't listen to you because they have been programmed. Oh my God. The devil is a bad devil. So he knows man. That's, he knows man and he knows how to get to man. So he will use every program, everything around to achieve that. So you are not going to, he doesn't want to learn truth. God, truth does not have a sound. Truth is truth. Truth is a person. There's no language of truth. There is no... Amen. Do you know someone like Paul? Paul was not somebody that can... When you listen to... Paul is not somebody you can listen to and really value his talk. With words. Paul is not a word. He's not an orator. I'm going to be using words. It's not a man who has mastery of words like that. So, they will say, his physical person is contemptible. But his letters are weighty. When he writes. But what he writes is what he knew. That's what he's saying. That the son of sin does not make it look interesting. Because man is used to. So the way you can bring truth and boy, just wondering, what is he saying now? But it's not sounding. You know, that's when you say it, that makes me feel like, You can condition people's hearing by a mode. Are you in the house with me, please? But truth does not have any mode. Truth is truth. That's why he said, you can do nothing against the truth but the truth. So when you learn Christ, what you learn in Christ is called truth. As the truth is in Jesus. Are we in the house together, please? That's why Paul will say, don't make a preacher, one preacher, your idol preacher. See, first, you can have a father, you can have whatever there, but you need to assess all that who speak the same truth. Not with the same, are you in the house? I'm saying, it doesn't have to be in the same lingua. Say, hey, man. So, what I'm saying is that understanding of the person called Christ to come to a man in such a way that you can always use it. It takes time of learning. Time of learning, time of using, time of understanding that it's not just 1 month, 2 months. For our faculty to absorb it and make it what we can. Let me read something to you here. I just felt today that I should go on this way. So having the understanding that came, so it was understanding that brought that them to a point where they can live without God. Because when I say a life of vanity is a life that is not God-minded. Huh? Are you here? A life that can survive without God. No, they don't. God is not in their thoughts. So if so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off. Are you here today? That you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man. So, now the all of what we learned in our past is the man. Say amen. The man is called an old man. It is that old man that has all the deeds. Are you in the house? Say amen. Is the old man that is that old man that brings all manner of covetousness? He has all of them. And that old man is a knowledge. Now, he has to be his lifestyle at when there's need. If there's need for strife, he will strive. When there's need for conversion, he will convert. Uh-huh. It's when the need comes, he shows it up. It's inside of him. Yeah. So when you say, darkened understanding is the man. It's called an old man. Say old man. Old man. What is something? Something is old. What does it mean? That cloth is old cloth. It means it's not from now. It's not recent. Abi? And that one's that it's worn. It's been used. Though it's not yet disposed, but it's being used. So it's a light that has been used over and over and over and over. That's like, it's old. It's old man. It's a light of your forefathers used. It's a light that's being used by, it's an old man. So it's old. It's old, but it's not yet put away. Say, hey man, it's still what men use, but it's old. It's not recent. It's not newly invented. It's not a new trend. It's an old man, but it's still being used now, but it's not really a new trend. That's what they will say, there's no need to know under the sun. What has been is what is. It's the same thing. So even to us in fashion, all of that, I just see that all of you are putting up big mouth towards like and say, this one, I'm not following you. I've bought all of them. But this one, we left it very long time ago. Eh? But it's old. It's old fashioned. So when they bring it down, it's not really new. It's an old thing. Because it's going to pass away again. So if it is old, it will pass away. Are you in the house, please? Though it's old, but it's, I like this way, that you put off concerning the old man, the former conversation of the old man, which is corrupt, see it, is corrupt according to deceitful lust. So it means that he uses this seat using lust as an advantage. He tells lies. He doesn't say things the way things really are. He uses what our lust is to bait us. Are we in the house, girl, please? Are we in the house together today? That's the old man. But look at this one. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on. See that? And you'll be renewed in the spirit, listen, of your mind. I'm trying to let us see that to be able to be followers of God. As their children. When you are a follower of God, that's children, you are close marking. Are you in place? It's not a two-day job. You need to really labor. Labor in the manner that you are involved in the progress. Because you're going to see language being used by Paul many times. Say, sin. No, I think it's Peter. Sin that ye purified your soul. Sin. In obeying the truth. That means that in sin that ye purified your soul, it's not you are involved. It's like, see to it. And make sure. If you don't make sure of a thing, then you must part of that progress, right? Saying ye have purified. Saying ye have. He was not telling leaders. He was telling church. Saying ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth. So obeying the truth should lead to so being purified. So you are the one that will see to it that you have obeyed the truth to that point. Because the devil does not know everything happening inside you. It doesn't. It doesn't have that enough sight to know how righteousness program is going in you. It just split things to you and see the way you respond. And from there, from 1, 2, 3, 4, it can put things together. He has mastered that, right? He has mastered that. He knows attitude. This, that, he can infer. And his inferences, most of the time, has been like that. So when he's approaching anybody, he's approaching with his past experience. And it's most likely you will fall into that experience. It will take your access to the gospel life that you now walk not by sight, but by faith. But he understands, he programs you along like sight program. You have to be an entity that walks not more by sight, by faith, to be able to evade his understanding. Because it's not a faith person. So if you're obeying doctrine, you're obeying the truth, you're a faith person. When I say faith, I don't mean somebody who just say, I believe, that's where I'm going. No, I'm talking about somebody who's walking by another information that is not available to an average human being. Because the information that comes through doctrine is not available to every person. If you tell to an average soul, an average soul does not believe it works that way. I don't know what I'm saying. Aha. Yes, they'll say you walk by faith. So by faith does not mean that I believe God's going to open that way. I believe I'm going to prosper. I believe money is coming. That is the simplest way of faith. There's more faith in those who obey doctrine, right? Say amen. So that ye be renewed in the spirit. Renewed. So there's a new that you should put in the place of the old. Every place the old has occupied in the heart, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And it is in the heart of man that you have all manner of evil, proceeded evil. Are we in the house, please? So heart harbors things, mind also harbors things. But the worst of things are in the heart. So if when you are reading things or you are hearing things that your mind is saying and it's agreeing that, okay, that's a knowledge. If your heart does not obey it or agree with it, it's still not yours. That's why things that go through your mind, you are not condemned by it. You are condemned by what goes through your heart. But the mind is also vital as a tablet of engagement. God didn't put it there for nothing. So the heart is there, the mind is there. Are you in the house with him, please? So every moment reasoning is engaged, is done by the mind. Every moment, whatever there, is by the mind. It's what is your mind, what you know your mind that you used to. Your heart now can agree or not disagree. Your heart can say, go ahead with what your mind is saying. It can also say, pull back from what your mind is saying. But the real window of engagement generally is your mind. Are you in the house, please? Say amen. So, but when we are learning truth, we learn truth by the heart. You believe by the heart. With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. You believe by the heart. From the heart, you start knowing by the heart. That's when the eyes of your heart or eyes of your understanding becomes enlightened. So you're understanding righteousness from your heart. Say amen. Are you doing the house, please? Now, the heart also must teach the mind what is learning. Because the heart can be far from the mind. And what we use in your daily engagement is your mind. What easily answer to things. Many things that happens is the second request, answer. Huh? Those things that you need to have to wait for 1 hour to give an answer are not many. Do you understand what I'm saying? So we serve with our heart. We also serve with our mind. So a servant who only serves with the heart may not be able to do the will of his master into details or completely. I don't know if it was answered now. Say amen. So you see, put off the old man, then put on the new man. We can't put on new man until you are renewed. Until the spirit of your and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Now, when we're younger, you just feel like, oh, go and renew your mind. Just go and read scriptures and renew your mind. Renew your mind. Renew your mind. You can read scriptures and your mind is informed, it's not renewed. Because what you function by is not your mind. Your mind is slower than the spirit of your mind. So the spirit of your mind is what actually that's what answers to everything. It offends me. I answer that way. It's your spirit. It's the spirit of your mind that is answering it. That's why you do some things wrong. You know, say, that's wrong. I should not have said it. Sorry, sister. What does that? Your heart. Your heart convicted you that you are wrong. But your mind has already done the wrong thing. I'm sure that has happened to all of us before, right? Sweetheart, I don't mean to say it. I don't know what really happened to me. I'm sorry. That's the same thing next 1 week. It can happen again. That 1 week is a long distance. But most of the time, most of these things are like the laboratory of marriage. It's the closest laboratory to expose us. You know what I'm saying? If it's in church now, with a brother, I can be the next 1 year. They never offend anybody. Since they came to church, nothing has ever gone wrong. See what I'm saying now? They are holy brother. The day that brother get married, they become a sinner. Nobody fought him in church. Nobody fought him in church. Always there at the right time. Always do his job. Always doing that. Always being as effort. All of that. So all your righteousness like that one becomes filthy rag once you get married. You're to rag. You're going to be a sinner. Because everything you do right, you want to do right, is going to be accused as wrong. See that you are not considering me in this matter. How would I not consider you? You have taken this step. I'm sorry. Hallelujah. Is then you know you're not really perfect. And so, if you can have that close union as marriage, and you have that level of imperfection, what of your union with the Lord Jesus Christ? Say you are not. Because the Lord is greater than our heart. I didn't know that. It's greater than our heart. So if our heart condemns us, so to let you know that there are a lot of things here and there that are not you meant to say it this way, you said it this way. I didn't really mean to insult you. But that language you use is insult. And it can be that, I didn't insult you. I didn't mean to insult you. Until, say, amen. If I'm not humble enough to say, did I really insult you? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. Maybe I should have said it this way. Sorry. Are you in the house here? Wherefore, putting away lying, speaking every man truth with his neighbor. So you can say, all this putting away lying. It's your heart may not be lying, But your method is lying. In your heart, in fact, you want to speak the truth. But the way your mind has been programmed on issues, when it says it, is that you have exaggerated it? So when somebody hears you for 2 years, say, that sister exaggerate. When you hear it about your sister, eh? Amy. Amy exaggerate. Amy exaggerate. Amy. Because all the while your heart, assume it has left that world. Because of your faith system. Eh? You don't believe this, you exaggerated. But in reality of application, you exaggerate. Some of us, we lie. When you talk, if there's straight in what you have said, lie is there. It's not, some things are not true there. Some of us, when we give a report about a thing, when they check that report, it's not like that. Some of us, it's a money matter. If it is 900, you make it 950. But you know it's 900. You're not planning to steal 50,000, but 50 remaining. But the issue is that before you come back, you have spent the 50. And you tell them, sir, it's actually 900, but I've spent the 50, I'll pay it back. All you need was 900 to start with. I don't know. So, the soul learned deceitfulness before. And it takes time for him to unlearn deceitfulness. So when he's supposed to say in his heart, the sincerity is not yet straightened by light. That's why when they start inquiring you on that, how you spend that money now, your amount will be scattering. Hallelujah. So, wherefore putting away. So, it means that as you put our mind into what our heart is learning as truth, it will start pointing our eyes to those points. Or if they raise it, you will admit it. Before now, you will not admit it. Are you in the house with this? I'm a humble person. Father, I'm respectful. Father, you are disrespectful. Is that no? I'm respectful. In fact, I'm respectful. And from the heart, actually, he's trying to be respectful. But he has not learned the way. The mind has not learned the way. Are you in the heart with him, please? So, there are things that will be happening as you are renewing the mind in terms of putting on the new thoughts, thought patterns, or the thought pattern of the new world. What's the new man? The new man is the man that never existed before. That Christ is a new man. Say, hey, man. Amen. I went to the house, please. What's the Christ? What's the Christ? That understanding called Christ. I said, put on him. I said, put on the understanding called Christ. There's a way Christ sees every thought. There's a way Christ astray thoughts. There's a way Christ judges thoughts. Are you in the house with this? Wherefore, putting away lies. Speaking, putting away lies. Speak every man truth with his neighbor. So it means that on your own, you may not know the lie. But when you speak to your neighbor or your brother, that neighbor will be your brother. When you speak with your brother can see what you have said that is not consistent. I don't know what I'm saying now. So it can be the one that can help you know that thing. You didn't. That's not what you said there. What you said there You have said it like this, like this, like this before. Eh. I didn't know. How many times have you said, I didn't know, I forgot. You told me. No, I didn't. I've told you. No, didn't tell me. I've told you. You haven't told me. You've told me. I didn't tell you. I didn't tell you. What's as simple as, okay, I didn't tell you. I thought I told you. That stops all the argument, right? What if you didn't tell that person? I told you. I didn't tell me. I tell you, dude, you can be on that. And the devil will be strengthened with it more. Fine. I don't like the way you said I don't. That tone you use itself is insulting. Yeah, they have let I tell you. You told me I didn't tell you. The tone you use itself, we said that tone is disrespectful. Oh, I didn't tell you. I'm sorry. It's like I didn't tell you. I don't know. I thought I told you. And it's not just a way of escape. It's an attitude of the mind. To know that, what if you didn't tell? But what if also you told it and he didn't know that you told him? So who will win the battle? You told her, really speaking, but she has forgotten you told her. And she's saying you didn't tell me. So once I told you, I told you. Would that confirm what he didn't remember? So that I understanding that gives attitude of learning more. You know, when I say you are meek, it's not just, it's the other thing is on the posture of how your mind interprets things and how you react to it. Yeah. That's the way I say you are meek. It means that you give away your strong point, right? There's something that you think is your strength, but you give it away. If you don't give it away, you're not meek. Say amen. So be ye angry and sin not. And you know that while there? Be ye angry and sin not. It's a lot of training. So he's telling you all these things that are thoughts behind them. Aha. Let not the sun go down upon your heart, neither give place to the devil. So every moment you know what the devil can take as advantage, you let it go. And you're not letting it go and feel like, they just ride him in this house. I'm just letting it go. You let it go as a strength. Because you can take that position and you feel like, I'm the one who will always let it go. I'm always the one who will let it go all the time. Well, I let it go again. I let it go again. That sense is giving you a feeling of inferiority, feeling you are oppressed, feeling you are losing. But when you have renewed mind, you let go because it's strength for you. You are better for it. You are more at peace for it. You don't want that trouble anywhere. It's strength. Strength. So it's not the letting go, it's the thought behind it. There's a thought program that can make you let it go righteously. You're going to let it go and you are having a feeling of one of these days. And that is not Christ's teaching. You have not so learned Christ. If so be that you have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus. So when you have been taught in those processes, you exhibit your understanding. That is Christ's understanding. The new man understanding. Say amen. That understanding becomes more real as we approach charity. Amen. So can you see? Let him that stole, let him that stole steal no more. I want to wonder that. So steal, yes, it's not even like that serious stealing. But there are things you do that is stealing. It's not yours. You took it, it's not yours. So it's not like somebody who just changed figure and took million. Now that's not the stealing here. It's a stealing that is by understanding. There's a way you understood before that make you steal. Let him steal no more. but rather let him walk with his hands. The things which is good. So a man like that one can walk with his hand, right? He can believe that he also can have, you know, when you steal because you feel you want to attain a place you are not. And you feel you see an advantage to attain it. Yeah, that's what happened. Each time anybody steals, it's because they see there's something you want to, there's a shoe you want to buy, your money is not complete. And when you lay your brother to give unto it, you stole. Yeah. Oh my pay. Oh, you know the price of that shoe. You've already priced before. You know the price. It's 25,000. You are going there. You go down to 20,000. You had in mind you're going to ask your brother. You're going to take from your brother. You stole. But there was the premonition of it. So what is the thought behind as is that? So it's not really talking about the aspect of the tie that the word knows. No, it's this tie programmed by the deceitfulness of sin. But you will need to walk yourself out of it with understanding. You walk out of it with understanding. The Lord is going to show you those thoughts. And because you're understanding now, you say, okay, I will wait until the money is complete. Henceforth, if I want to go out by the time, I won't go out until money is complete. You can do that to a point that you don't even feel it anymore. You pass feeling. You don't feel it anymore. If you buy 10 things, 8 of it, money will not be complete. Sometimes people don't buy things that the other person cannot even buy, cannot even afford. The person you're collecting from him cannot afford that thing you are buying. And still collect the little he has to join your own. Holy. Oleni. Who is you still, Oleni? Amen. There are a lot of things you can do. You can use your office. You know that legally. You can use your office to steal. Yes? I can sell my project to you indirectly. Because I want to make from your hands. You can use your office for anything. And it'll look like, he has the right. He doesn't have the right to do it. Those who want to help, God will rest them to help. What do you call that one? What do you call it in your legal world? It's the misappropriation. That thing is a big language. Misappropriation. If you use something to buy what is not meant to be bought, it's the misappropriation of it. You say you will buy share. And you end up buying table. So when I got there, I just found that we need table. But it was share you plan to go and buy. Mr. Provision. By false pretense. So if legal word has name for it, how much more God? So God is the judge of all those. Amen. So this Christ thing, you know, can you see? So you can see why apostle will stay there for years. Paul will be there for years. Just to reach to the soul with all the light of that knowledge is massive. And the light does not shine upon our heart, that place is not exposed. Because it's like machine. That area of the machine is not. It's not deactivated. Let him walk with his hands. Say, let him walk with his hands. So there's a thought that makes a man to be able to walk, believing that God can bless what he's doing, to attain or achieve what he may not even have the means to attain. So you are earning $400,000 in a month. What will be the house? It's only God that will be the house for you. See what I'm saying now? You should know that it is not in that money that you can build the house. If you want to go to build the house with that $100,000, you are going to steal. You are going to steal. You are going to have all manner of tricks of Agba, Lord Mary. At the end of the day, it was that God was going to build that house. But let's look at the intricacies. Look at me. I don't know how the money I spent came to my hands. It's a lie. You know how it comes around. See, the way I spend this day, I just don't know how it comes. Ah. Oh, yeah. Can I be? I know you can spend more than what you are directly earning. I don't know how I'm saying that. But if they ask you, you should be able to, okay, brother so-so gave me 50,000 naira. Sister so-so gave me 5,000 naira. It was the work I did for him or whatever. Okay, I was just talking about it in some way. They just gave him 50. You, everything you earn that came to your hand came from somewhere. Yeah. So don't put up a mind as if you try to turn away from where it came from and assume, no. Is God? Is the God? Do you know God is supplying my need these days? Yes, God supply, but He used some things to supply the needs. So don't forget to thank those who gave it. Acknowledge that God used them to give it. Now, these are renew of the mind. Before you can put on the new man, you must have renewed like that over time. That's when you can switch up and say, now I live by the new man. Because already, in every area, understanding has been given to you. I went to the office, and that's become an understanding. That when even new issues come up, that an understanding illuminates it and tells you what to do on every issue. Because the base of his thinking has been formed. Are you in the house with me, please? So you're going to do all of that until you can arrive at all. See verse 31. Let all bitterness. So it's a program of doing that over and over and over to assume every detail and element of it. Let all bitterness and all wrath, as there's all wrath, all anger. You know, before then I say, be what? Be angry and sin not. But it's not that is a place to start with. That's not the end of it. A time is going to come, it's going to put away all anger and clamor and evil speakings. Be put away from you. With all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted. I like this place. Forgiving one. So, in the process of your learning, you are going to do a lot of forgiveness. You're going to forgive others and forgive yourself. Yes. If you're not forgiving yourself, then you're not learning. Because you must see every day what you ought to have done, you have not done. Things you ought to have said the way you ought to have said it, you have not said that way. Every day when you are being renewed, that's how your mind, new mind works. It revisits everything the way I said it. Oh, that I should have said it this way. Oh, what I said, that's already I provoked that. No, you can't say that. You have to visit. If he says Obi, you know that you have to look at how do I say it. I didn't mean to provoke her. So now you provoke her. That's not what I meant. I must look at what I have said. I have said it. Now, when you do that for some time, over some time, you have another new mind. You have the spirit of the mind. That spirit now is the one that tells you what. It doesn't go for 2 minutes anymore. It programs faster. By use, it programs faster. Faster. Papa, you know, you just know, and I should not say that. They now call you, they say, that man is a righteous man. Nobody brought it down. It's exercise. But if I want to jab you, I want to jab you. And the thing is to jab you. And if it's land jabbing you, it's what I intend to do. Not the opposite. My good must not be evil spoken of. Because most of us in the Christ world, we don't want to do what is wrong. But we end up doing what is wrong. And if you don't move to the place of the new mind, you'll be tracked back to your old man easily. Yeah, that's why I said, put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge. Who is renewed? Can you see? Which after God is created in righteousness. After God is created in righteousness. So the new man is always going after, he wants to do this after God. Yeah, it's after God. He doesn't give excuses for what is done. No, he wants to after God. So he quickly acknowledges his insufficiency, imperfectness, because it's after God. He doesn't give excuses for his for incorrectness. But the old man gives all of excuses. Is deceitful. So when we argue many times with our brethren, with our wives, why do we argue? Is the new man? Just put on the new man. But it takes time. It takes time to be renewed in the spirit. That's why you can put on the new man. Do you understand what I'm saying? Say amen. Colossians 3. You said, if you be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. So it's not easy, it's not simple to seek those things which are on the right hand. That's a heart that's after God. Yeah. So it's after the thing of the new. So you must have been renewed in the spirit of your mind. So you can seek those things. You just look as if, oh, so let's start seeking. But you know, we just start down, just make adventure like that one out of a rush. And within short time. Because the preparation of the mind that is needed to sustain that commitment is not there. Set your affection on things above and not things on the earth. For ye are dead. So, this ye are dead happens in the time of renewed mind. That's when you mortify or reckon dead. Because you're not relying on what you knew before. Oh, every one of us, we have what we knew before. So every moment, every thought on any matter is new. You're not relying on your past experience. You fetch into the new world all the time to fetch what is the mind there? 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 You are holding on to just to connect to what is the mind there? What is the mind there? Very soon you are going to be, for ye are dead. So the old man will die. Now, he has died in the spirit. He needs to die in the soul. And your life is hid with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is alive, shall appear, then shall we also appear with him in glory. Therefore, mortify, therefore, your members. So this mortifier is renewer. So learning Christ is to get us to a point when you do not trust what you know. And always rely, because many of that we have been taught Christ, but his mind is not with us. So we still fetch from our old, huh? We go to fetch from our, because the mind is not with us. It's not in our mind, it's not there. So we fetch from our old. Uh-huh. So we're the one that will now, as we put up more of our heart to what is being taught now in truth, in by God's gifts of Christ, all of that, we're going to be applying our thinking pattern afresh So every man that has, I don't know. I remember what my father-in-law told his son many years ago. He had attended Royal Government College, which was the highest kind of school in that kind of time. It is elite that send their children to Royal Government College. It's not state college, it's not company college, it's Royal Government College. So he went there, he finished, and then he didn't have one paper. So he came back home, and the father said, okay, now you're going to go and receive for your exam. And one thing you're going to tell all your teachers that whatever they teach you there or they raise for you, you didn't know anything about it. So count yourself that you didn't know anything. So if they want to teach you indices, and they said you know it, say you don't know anything about it. And like a faithful servant, he took that thing truly and went to register in the school close to the house. And they come to teach, he do as if he didn't know anything. He won't even raise up, he doesn't say, I know anything. He was learning afresh. Because if you left that kind of school, the students that you attend come to that new school and feel like you are. Just will say one thing, you say another thing. Because it's one school you attended and they have really taught you. It's just by one means or another, you didn't have one paper. But he came in and behaved as if he didn't know anything. So he was learning everything afresh. So the smallest mathematics afresh. He did work. He cleared work at a very high grade. He did jam. And father, now he did. He said, my son, you didn't know anything. Well, your paper is not showing you didn't know anything. Your result is showing that you know something now. And then you know that lesson? That never depend on what you think you know. Because what is called the new man is from the word kairos. Kairos. Is it kairos? Or kainos. Is it kairos or kainos? It's one of those things. It means never existed. Or fresh. Fresh. So it means that on every matter, the thought should be fresh. It should be like a new information. It's like you are browsing or something like that. On every matter. As you, like you browse now and you don't know what ChatGPT will say. Okay. That's how you should be browsing your word of the new man. Until you have understanding of the new man. To put on the new man. That is your new cap. That's your new, the new man is your new thinking cap. That takes years of learning righteousness, 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 righteousness. It takes years of learning righteousness. So this is not a religious thing. It's a spiritual experience. Hallelujah. Are you blessed today? I want to appreciate the Lord and thank the Lord for tonight. Thank Him. Because we're not wasting time. We're rather gaining time. We're getting time. We're not wasting time. We're getting time. But we're learning all the skill that is required for us to master righteousness. We must be followers of God as their children. So we can be able to love as God loves. We can love as God loves. Thank you, Father, tonight, because we know that time is an asset in our hands. Time is an asset in our hands. And so we can redeem the time. We can awake to righteousness. We can awake from sleep. Awake to the new order of life. Awake to our world of the new man. If any man be in Christ, the new creature. Old things are passed away. And really, 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 it has to be really in us that old things are passed away. Old thought patterns, reliance on deceitful laws and deceitfulness of sin is gone, is passed away. Reliance on our old learnings is passed away. Passed away. Can you see why the least requirement for a man to marry is Christ? That's the least requirement for a man to marry. It's Christ. Must be a Christ man. A Christ man. Must be a Christ woman. If you're a single, must be a Christ single. Thank you, Father. Lord, we appreciate tonight. We give all the praise to you. Thank you.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.